أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وطبيب نفوسنا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم محمد. اللهم صل الله عليه وآله وسلم، لا سيما بقية الله روحي وأرواح العالمين لمقدمه الفداء. روزی که گل آدم و حوا بسرشتند، برنامه حسین ابن علی گریه نوشتند. تبکی که عینی تبكيك عيني لا لأجل مثوبتين، لكنما عيني لأجلك باكية. فرمود نبي در صفت گریه کنانش، البته که آن طایفه از اهل بهشتن. تبتل من کوم کربلا بدم ولا تبتل مني بالدموع الجارية. Everybody السلام على الحسين وعلى علي ابن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana lihada. Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana lihada wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. As the brother, the previous speaker in Farsi very correctly mentioned, that really how much we are indebted to Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam to have the honor and the privilege of getting to know the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet, to follow inshallah and to love them and be able to attend such majalis. Alhamdulillah ala ni'mat al-Iman, Alhamdulillah ala ni'mat al-Islam. One of the very eminent maraji who more than 30 years ago had passed away, rahmatullah alayhi, marhum Ayatullah Uzma Sayyid Ahmad Khunsari. He was a very spiritual marja, similar to the style of Ayatullah Behjat that this generation know more. Some of his students, they say one day we were sitting with the Ayatullah and he looked at us and he said, and by the way, Sayyid Ahmad Khunsari was known to have so many karamat, among which was Tayyul Arz, that they say some of the very spiritual scholars and ulama and urafa, they can pass through the earth in such a quick time, less than blink of an eye or so. It's called Tayyul Arz. They say Sayyid Ahmad Khunsari, Ayatullah Sayyid Ahmad Khunsari, one day we're sitting with him and he said that anybody is interested to go to Karbala, mind you that he was living in Tehran and this incident happens in Tehran, capital of Iran. He said, his students, they thought that Sayyid wants to take them through Tayyul Arz to Karbala, and they were so excited. They said, wow, killing two birds with one stone, as we say, going to Karbala and also experiencing Tayyul Arz. They turned around and said, Mawlana, yes, of course, by all means. He said, all right, follow me. Ayatollah Sayyid Ahmad Khunsari got up and left the and left the house and went to the next street. There was a rose, we call it rose, a majlis, like this majlis. And he wanted to enter the rose. At the door, he turns around and looks at his students and he said, remember this, wherever a majlis, wherever in the world, a majlis is held in honor of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn or Ahlul Bayt al-Musalam, that is a branch of the haram of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. So brothers and sisters, with this I want to share with you humbly, respectfully, some housekeeping rules. Understand that inshallah you are conscious, but فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. You are sitting in this Bayt al-Husayn, in this Islamic center, although in Perth, Western Australia, but according to the testimony of this great marja, you are sitting as if in the holy shrine of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. As such, there are some rules and conditions naturally apply. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, there is a Farsi program and you listen to the beautiful presentation of our youth for the speech competition, and I definitely admire that you have English program as well. Obviously the elderly would prefer if it was in their mother language, the language that they were brought up with, Farsi, Arabic, Urdu, I don't know, things like that. But if it was held only in that language, so many would miss out, especially the youth and the younger generations. Whereas now that you have the program, in addition to Farsi, of course, in English as well, you can be more inclusive and we can deliver the message of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn to a wider community, especially to the next generation, which is also very important. As such, humbly, if I may request, if among us there are some elderlies, with all respect, men or women, that they have difficulties understanding English, remember we are sitting in the majlis of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Inshallah, you don't mind if I say this in Farsi as well. خواهرها، آقایان، خانمها، بزرگترها، من دستبوس شما هستم. میدونم شما رعایت مجلس امام حسین علیه السلام رو میکنید، اما به احترام مجلس امام حسین، حتی اگر فهم مطالب انگلیسی هم برای شما دشوار است، به احترام مجلس امام حسین، همینطور که میدونم احترام میذارید، مشغول ذکر بشید و خدای نکرده با همدیگه صحبت نکنید. Another housekeeping rules, again from my experience, usually the complaint comes that the ladies section is more noisy and they are more talking. Part of the problem, if not major part of the problem, is that because brothers, mashallah, they keep all the kids with their moms, and that becomes problematic. So if I may request, if not from tonight, at least from tomorrow, if you have sons, especially above the age of 10 and above, brothers, fathers, keep the sons with you and keep the girls and the younger children naturally with their moms, inshallah, as well. Also, please make sure those who are organizing respectfully, make sure that I need only 1 hour from you. With all respect, don't treat me the way that the Kufans treated Muslim ibn Aqil. I want to make sure no one is loitering outside. No one is in the car park area. Once upon a time, I remember in Sydney that I went to some of the kids that were playing at the car park and I told them, why don't you come in? They said, because the program is in Urdu and we don't understand Urdu. That was where I was giving a lecture. I told them that, don't worry, this program is in English. You have no excuse. So the program is in English, that the youth have no excuse, inshallah, understand. And the style that inshallah I'm going to have is going to be more of the interactive style to engage you as well. But the request is that please, this less than an hour, inshallah, I'll be with you. Make sure that unless someone for security guard reasons and things like that, they have to be outside. Otherwise, let us all stay together in this Bayt al-Husayn, in this Husayniyyah, and inshallah benefit from the teachings of the Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam with salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. با By the way, these housekeeping rules, these commercials, don't count them as part of my talk, and inshallah, I don't need to repeat them every night, once and for all with mission. The style of, inshallah, my series of talks, and the theme will be Labbayka Da'iyallah. The notion behind this is that every single brother or sister who has attended this majlis, and I am included as well, we have to remember that we are attending the school of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We are coming here to pay and make allegiance with Imam Hussein alayhi salam, so that whatever gift and message that from the school of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is delivered to us, we take it back home, we take it back to work, we take it back to our day-to-day life and live with it. If we want to live with Abu Abdullah al-Hussein in dunya and akhirah. So the style will be like this, that every night inshallah, I'll bring a gift, I'll bring a message from the heaven, meaning from the Holy Quran, an ayah of the Quran, and share it. Inshallah, I will share it with you on the screen soon as well. Analyze it, explain it a little bit, then apply this ayah to the story of Karbala, and then from the story of Karbala, we bring examples to our day-to-day life, so that we learn this lesson that Karbala was not only for those who were living in the year 61 after the migration of the Prophet. We are not just reading and studying about history. Karbala is alive in so far as humanity is alive. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. So please remember that the theme for all these nights is Labbayka ya da'i Allah, but different angles, different aspects of Labbayk as related to our day-to-day life, inshallah. The gift, the ayah that I have for tonight, and if I may request that you can also under breath, even you don't have to say it loud or however that you like to say it, bless your lips, your mouth, inshallah, as your eyes are delighted and can see the ayah on the screen, bless your mouth also and repeat after me under breath the ayah in Surah Al-Anfal, ayah 24. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا Yes, if you say it out loud, then I can tell that you are following. استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَأَنَّهُ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ وَأَنَّهُ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ All right. Just quickly go through the meaning of the ayah, even though you have the translation with a bit of explanation. Please pay attention. Take this gift home. Take this gift, in fact, keep it with you for the rest of your life. Inshallah, you will see that how important this message is. If somebody tells you what is the reality of Islam in a nutshell, so precise, concise, yet comprehensive, quote this ayah of the Quran to them. Surah Al-Anfal, ayah 24. The entire Quran is summarized in this ayah. The Almighty God is addressing us, inshallah. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O you who believe. Inshallah, we are all the community of the believers. So remember that that means this message is for every single one of us. And although we are believers, but that shows also that there are room to improve. There is always room to improve, is it not? God wants to say, wherever in the world you are, Alhamdulillah, by the grace of God, you attended the school of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. That's a big and great blessing. But this is the start of a journey. And that's why this is the first and the foremost lesson to lay the foundation of all that you are going to learn. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. It is recommended when you read the Quran and you come across this Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, say labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, yani, Ya Allah, yes, at your service. Here especially Quran says استجيبوا لله وللرسول. استجيبوا means أجيبوا. In Arabic, sometimes when we want to give emphasis, we add more letters to the word. So instead of saying أجيبوا, God says استجيبوا, to show you and I, especially if you have Arabic background, that there is a very important message here. Make sure you don't miss it. Make sure that you respond, you answer in obedience. استجيبوا who? Answer who? لله وللرسول. Answer in obedience the call of Allah and the call of the messenger. Why God says the call of Allah and the messenger? Couldn't God just say that the call of Allah? No, because you and I, ordinary people, how do I know where is the call of God? God doesn't reveal to you and I. So that ayah, like so many other ayat, in fact, like the entire Quran, negate that notion that some people mistakenly, they say, believe in God and the hereafter is enough for salvation. We say, how do you know what you believe in God is a true belief in God? Unless through a messenger like you, a human being the messenger of God. So استجيبوا لله وللرسول is one call, but God is revealing to his messenger, and therefore Quran here doesn't say استجيبوا لله ولمحمد, for example, صلى الله عليه وسلم. It says للرسول, meaning that he is my messenger. The messenger doesn't have anything from himself. Whatever he says, ما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى. What he tells us is from God. Proof of that is that then the Quran says إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ. If there were two messages, God would have said إِذَا دَعَيَاكُمْ, when those two are calling you. No, one person is calling you. One person has called you and I, and that is the Holy Prophet of Islam that humans could communicate with. But whatever the Prophet is calling to, he is not calling to himself. None of the Anbiya, Awsiya, they ever call to themselves. They call to Allah. So they were intermediary between us and the Almighty God. And therefore, see, إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ is used in a singular form. Brothers and sisters, please kindly have your attention with me. Remember, inshallah, tomorrow night we'll elaborate and I'll share with you the bad side of this story. But for tonight, inshallah, the good side of it. Throughout your life and my life, the younger you are and the more you are conscious of these, the safer you can be on the road of life. Always, constantly in your life, two types of invitation are coming. One angelic, divine, godly. Another one satanic. Tonight is a Friday evening. What is Friday evening for the youth usually in Perth? Where does typically go on Friday evening? Isn't it the time for outing? Thanks to God, it's Friday and I've got my weekend. Go out and all the rest of it. It was a blessing for you. Alhamdulillah, الذي هدانا لهذا. Wallah, we have to prostrate to God. Thanks to God that because of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, I was introduced to this majlis to hear the call of God. You heard the call of God. You answered the call once you received the message, and you practically said labbaik when you drove through to get here. There are at the same time other messages as well. Some people turn around and say that, look, Sheikh, I don't want to take side. I don't believe in God and I don't believe in Shaitan. I'm not religious. Quran says that, sorry, mate, there is no such things as neutral. There is no neutrality in this world. You are either with us or you are against us. Remember this expression? Quran also says, فَإِن لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا فَعْلَمْ فَإِن لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكْ. If they did not answer your call, lo and behold, أَنَّمَا يَتَّبِعُونَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. If we don't answer positively the call of God, rest assured you are in the hand of Shaitan. Rest assured that you are an idolater. Tomorrow night I will prove it, inshallah, more. Rest assured that you are following your whim and desire, your evil desire. There is no any other third option. Those who pretended or claimed, they say that, look, in Ashura, I didn't take side to Hussein ibn Ali, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, nor did I take side to Yazid, I left. No, my friend, it's not like this. Those who abandoned Imam Hussein alayhi salam, they supported the enemies of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The same applies, inshallah, we come to the application soon. So, إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ, when the messenger is calling you, say, لَبَّيْك, at your service. To call me to what? What's happening? لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. You see, لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. The Prophet is calling us to give us life. Don't you like to live ever, forever? Instinctly, all humans, they like to live forever. That's why death is agony. That's why illness is agony. We don't like to fall sick. We don't want to die. Because intrinsically, we are created for eternity. All right? The Holy Prophet says that you want to live eternity, but in bliss, answer my call, which is the call of God. I have a water of life for you. What is that lama yuhik? What is that hayat? What is that ever living? Famous mufassirin, they have said one meaning of it is the akhirah, meaning that if eternal life in paradise. Definitely, that's one meaning of it, but not the only meaning. Because Quran says lama yuhikum. Do you see this ma here? It makes it so inclusive. Whatever that you need to live forever in peace will be provided if you answer the call of the Almighty God. Iman is also, according to the teachings of the Quran, another example of reviving. Life in the hereafter is another example of reviving. And the martyrs of Karbala were after that. After that water of life, to live, to ever live. Proof of that, inshallah, in due course, when we read the majlis for Ali Asghar, Janab Ali Akbar, Amin, you will hear it. All Maqatil have narrated it. The last words of Ali al-Akbar, what was it? That he cried out to his father and says, Ya Abata, Hada Jaddi Rasulullah. Dad, this is my grandfather. He had a vision. This is my grandfather, Rasulullah. Qad saqani min ka'sihi al-awfa. He gave me a cup of drink. Wasn't a physical drink. Not a drink of this dunya. Because he says, a cup of drink that there is no thirst after that. The school of Karbala has that cup of water of ever living for us. For those who wish to join. For those who comply with the conditions of joining this school of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. And then the rest of the ayah, Quran says, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ. This وَعْلَمُوا in the Quran is just like what we say in English, lo and behold. Lo and behold, before you are conscious about yourself, God knows about you. In fact, in order for you and I to be conscious about ourselves, you need the intervention of God to connect you to yourself. That's how close God is to you then and I, closer that jugular vein that metaphorically is mentioned in the Quran. وَأَنَّهُ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. I'm trying to be very quick to deliver it within the limited time that I have. وَأَنَّهُ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. And remember, lo and behold, at the end of the day, you are all going to gather together with Allah. Meaning, at the end of the day, always, whatever you see, whatever you say, whatever you listen to, wherever you go, whatever you, however you talk, always be conscious of this. What I'm watching now, what I'm listening to, where I'm going to. Can I afford it on the judgment day to defend? If not, better not. Because there is no doubt that inevitably we are all going to be gathered together on the Judgment Day. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Now, we need to come to some applications of, this was the message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to come to some applications to this ayah. What are the applications of the ayah? So far we have learned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his messenger has a message for us. That means that the messenger of God is the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is da'iyallah, is a caller to God. Quran in fact gives that title to the Prophet. In Surah Al-Ahqaf perhaps, God is talking, quoting the jinn, not only just humans, even the jinn. Ya qawmana ajibu da'iyallah wa aminu bih. One of the jinn, when the Islam appeared, he hears the ayat of the Quran, goes back to his community and says, Ya qawmana, My people, my community, the last messenger has come, revelation has come down to earth. Ajibu da'i Allah, answer in obedience the call of the messenger of God, wa aminu bih, and believe in him. So undoubtedly the Prophet of Islam was da'i Allah. Anyone answers the call of the Prophet, labbaik da'i Allah. Where is Imam Hussein alayhi salam coming here? Of course, because Imams of Ahlul Bayt were the successors, were the Osiya of the Prophet. Amirul Mu'minin is Da'i Allah, because Amirul Mu'minin is the successor of the Prophet. Imam Hassan is Da'i Allah, and Imam Hussein Salamullah Alayhi is Da'i Allah. Calling to Allah. Remember, as I said, they are not calling to themselves. They are calling to Allah. What are they calling? They say to us, they have messages of Karbala, Subhanallah, so rich to deliver the messages of Abu Abdullah Hussein. I just pick up some examples and bring them to our day-to-day life. For example, in Ziyarat Imam Hussein alayhi salam, we read, "Inni silmun liman salamakum wa harbun liman harabakum." This is a message of Karbala. The answer to this call, it means that you and I also, we need in our limited span of life in dunya, brothers, sisters, live a life that you are in peace with the lovers of Ahlul Bayt. You are in war with the enemies of Ahlul Bayt. You are in peace with those that if Imam Hussein alayhi salam was living in the year 2021, who would be the enemy of Imam Hussein? He should be, they should be your enemy as well. Who would be the friends of Imam Hussein alayhi salam? They should be your friends as well. This is the message. If I live this type of lifestyle, then I have given the labbaik to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Another example. On the day of Ashura, Imam Hussein alayhi salam called Hal min nasirin yansuruni. Is there anyone out there to help me? Now, first of all, to help Imam Hussein for the sake of dummies, with all respect, is the help of God. We already established that fact. In Tansurullah yansurkum. So when Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, "Who comes to help me?" This is istajibu da'i Allah. But someone may turn and say, "But that was in the year 61, Sheikh." No, my dear. Hal min nasirin yansuruni applies today in the year 2021 in Perth and beyond as well. How? A girl, a Muslim girl, a lover of Ahlul Bayt, who says that Alhamdulillah I'm Shi'iyya. If she wants to answer the call of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and say labbayka da'i Allah positively, she cannot afford to go out without the hijab. Sometimes, you know, brothers and sisters, we are looking for an opportunity to make a U-turn in our life. Wallahi al-azim, ya Allah, Allahumma ash'ad. Wallahi al-azim, there is nowhere better than here. There is no opportunity better than in the majlis of Imam Abdullah al-Hussein if you are looking for a U-turn. Make a U-turn tonight. The first night tonight, that the first night that I am with you, and being especially Friday, is the night of making a covenant with Abu Abdullah al-Hussein for those truly lovers and followers of Abdullah al-Hussein. There is always room to improve. Sheikh Mansour knows about himself, you know about yourself. See where you are slacking out in terms of your relation with God. Tonight and in such nights, make the promise between you and God and say, "Ya Abu Labbayka Ya Hussein. Labbayka Ya Hussein. Ya Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. Enough is enough. Alhamdulillah that I was alive to attend the majlis and I hear the call of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein in the majlis of Hussein. I am no longer going to have that type of filthy lifestyle that I used to have, because I know that that lifestyle was not the lifestyle that Abu Abdullah al-Hussein would be pleased with." In Ziyarat Imam Hussein alayhi salam, we have this also. Ya laytani kuntu ma'akum fa'afuza ma'akum. You are all familiar with this, taken from an ayah of the Quran. I wish, Ya Hussein, I were with you, I was with you, and then I would sacrifice my life for you to be among those who were prosperous and successful. You know, Imam Hussein alayhi salam is telling us, my dear brother, sister, yes, you were not physically there, but still that wish can come through for you in the year 2021 as well, even living in Western Australia. How come? Simple. Live the cause of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. If you live the cause of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, if you try wherever in your relation with God you are, بحق الحسين, tonight make a promise, Ya Allah, I want to put one step forward, only one step forward, and every time one step forward, you'll get there. Therefore, Ya Laytani Kuntu Ma'akum is not only for those days. Applies to our time as well. I give you a proof for that with Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. A man came to Ali, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Rida alayhi salam, Imam Rida alayhi salam. Said, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, we have heard the hadith from your grandfather Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, that the Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam is quoted to have said that when Sahib al-Zaman appears, he is going to take revenge from the offspring of the murderers of Karbala. Is this hadith true? Imam Rida alayhi salam says, yes, that's a valid hadith, that's what my grandfather had said. You know, often because we don't understand the hadith, we deny it. The man says, but how come? Ya Ibn Rasulallah, those were the murderers. If I have committed a crime, why my children need to suffer? Why my grandchildren? Why my offspring, God knows, 10, 20 generations to come? What kind of justice is this? Imam had a grin on his face and said, no, you didn't understand the hadith. That's not what the hadith means. What the hadith means that those who are not, God doesn't care about the biological relation. And therefore, the son of Prophet Nuh was a biological son of Prophet Nuh. Yet Quran says, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ. He is not from your family. Those who share the same ideology, not biology, the same ideology as Imam Hussein, the murderers of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, are the enemies of Imam Zaman in the last day as well. In our today's life, those who don't have respect for the holy shrine of Sayyid Zainab salamullah alayha, do you think they are with Imam Hussein or against Imam Hussein? It's very obvious. They belong to the camp of the enemies of Imam Hussein, even in the year 2000 plus. Those who are now, I don't want to disturb you. I have, inshallah, in the coming nights to give more talk about it. I'm hearing some very, very disturbing news. That Imam Ali alayhi salam says that of this news, if somebody dies of the agony of this news, is not to be blamed. That these people in Afghanistan, I'm hearing news that they are taking the girls and women as captives and beheading boys and men. These people, do you think that these people, they are with Imam Hussein or against Imam Hussein alayhi salam? With this mentality, if they were at the time of Imam Hussein, they would join the camp of the enemies of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Therefore, Imam Rida alayhi salam says that when Sahib al-Zaman comes, fight those who share the same ideology as the enemies of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And then the Imam gives an ayah from ayah Surah Ali Imran to prove that also as well. Now, so in a nutshell, inshallah is enough for tonight. I'm conscious about the time. In a nutshell, tonight, brothers and sisters, is registration night. Is the night that you decide whether you wish to register your name in the school of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein and say Labbaik ya Hussein or not. Those who wish to say this Labbaik wholeheartedly, not chanting with their mouth. Chant with your mouth, but when you go home, repeat this dhikr. When this sin is disposed to you, say Labbaik ya Hussein, lower your gaze. When you are contemplating whether I should post my photo sister on Insta or not, say Labbaik ya Hussein, no, I'm not going to do this. Rather, I'm going to take off the previous ones as well. So if you are ready, say Labbaik ya Hussein. Okay, now, if you say Labbaik ya Hussein, there's a formula, there's a sigha to be announced, inshallah, as well. So, inshallah, you have it on the screen. I mention it and you repeat with me on the dervish. Again, you have the translation so that you know the covenant that you're making with Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. No obligation. It's a free world. up to you if you wish to make this covenant or not. From this Muharram until next Muharram, inshallah. Deal's done. Now, labbaik. Please bear with me. Please repeat after me. Labbaik da'iyallah. You can read the translation under the you have the translation. So labbaik da'iyallah means I am at your service. For the, to clarify it, in case some people, they say labbaik is not only for Hajj. In Arabic language, labbaik means at your service. Even if your boss calls you and you in Arabic, you can say labbaik, yani at your service. Labbaik da'iyallah, let alone that we say that Imam Hussein is not calling to himself. In kana, please repeat. Lam yujibka badani. Inshallah, you can read Arabic, at least you can repeat after me. Yani, if Ya Hussein, I was not physically there in Karbala, faqad ajabaka qalbi. My heart is for you, Ya Hussein. Wa sha'ri. Every single hair of my body is for you. Sisters, when you say my every single hair of my body belongs to God, that means keep them the way God wants you to keep them. Wa bashari, and my skin. Don't touch, make sure your skin does not touch the namahram. Wa ra'i, my opinion, what I believe. Wa hawaya, my desire is Hussein's desire. Now, فَمَعَكُمْ مَعَكُمْ I promise Ya Hussein to be with you, only with you. لَا مَعَ عَدُوِّكُمْ Not with your enemy, inshallah. Inshallah is enough for tonight. Let's go to the majlis of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, inshallah. بُعْدِ مَنْزِلْ نَبُوَدْ دَرْ سَفَرِ الرُّحَانِ Even though you are sitting in Perth, as I told you, you can always send your heart to Karbala. Imagine that you are, and inshallah, especially tonight, because it's Friday, belongs to Imam Zaman Ajjalallah Farajahu Sharif. Inshallah, I will recite a majlis from the son of the master of the martyrs. Isn't it better that we hear tonight the majlis will be recited, and I quote from the holy lips of Imam Zaman Ajjalallah Farajahu Sharif. If possible, to turn off the lights as much as possible. Inshallah, with that you can illuminate the lights within yourself, in your heart, and makes you more oblivious of people around you. It's the majlis of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. As I describe it, try to visualize the scene, and at the same time, request whatever you want for yourself and for your offspring and children to come. تبكيك عيني تبكيك عيني لا لأجل مصوبة لكنما عيني لأجلك باكية. The poet says, Ya Hussein, my tears shed and I'm crying not for the sake of any reward. Even if there is no reward for it, still I cry for Hussein when I hear the tragedy of Hussein. لَكِنَّمَا عَيْنِي لَأَجْلِكَ بَاكِيَ It's enough to remember the tragedy of Karbala. It's really, how can someone witness to see the Imam Hussein and the martyrs of Karbala all beheaded? And with all that I'm going to describe, some of it from the holy lips of Imam Zaman, and yet your heart doesn't move. The poet continues, تَبْتَلُّ مِنِّي بِالدُّمُوعِ تَبْتَلُّ مِنْكُمْ كَرْبَلَا بِدَمٍ Ya Hussein, you and your companions saturated the land of Karbala was saturated, the wetland, with the blood of your hearts, with the blood of your holy bodies. Isn't it fair that I shed some tears with my eyes? go to Karbala. You know, Imam Zaman عجل الله فرجه الشریف, day and night, according to his own testimony, the Imam says that day and night I'm crying for my grandfather Hussein. Wal falandubannaka sabahan wa masaan. Day and night I am lamenting and expressing my sorrow and grief for you, ya my grandfather, ya Hussein. Part of the lamentation of Imam Zaman Jalallah Farajah Sharif is the following. As I say, imagine that you are standing or sitting, wherever that you are, imagine that you are sitting behind Imam Zaman Jalallah Farajah Sharif, the actual host, sahib azai in majalis, aziz al Imam Zaman. Hamintor pusht sar hazrat beshinim va sedaye azadari aqa ro beshnavim. Assalamu ala ibn Zamzam va Safa. السلام على خامس أصحاب الكساء. السلام على غريب الغرباء. My salam is due to the loneliest Imam on the plain of Karbala. After he had lost all his family and companions, looking left and right, crying, Ya Hussein, Ya Abbas, Ya Ali, Ya Akbar, Ya Abul Fad, Ya Habib. As-salamu ala al-maghtu al-watin. My salam is due to the Imam whose head was severed from behind. السلام على المحامي بلا معين. My salam is due to the Imam who is defending Islam all alone after he had lost all his companions. السلام على ساكن كربلاء. My salam is to the Imam who never left the land of Karbala. السلام على الشيب الخضيب. Imam Zaman is giving his salam to his grandfather and says, my grandfather, my salam is due to you, the one whose beard were dyed with his blood. As-salamu ala al-mazloom bila nasir. My salam is due to the Imam who is oppressed without any helper. Until Imam continues, fa-ahdagu bika min kull al-jihad. Imagine they have circled Imam Hussein alayhi salam and they are shooting them up from all corners. وَأَثْخَنُوكَ بِالْجَرَاحِ. They weakened you, Ya Aba Abdullah, by inflicting wounds on every single part of your body. وَأَنْتَ مُحْتَسِبٌ صَابِرٌ. Imam patiently enduring the wounds. تَتَوْكَ الْخُيُولُ بِحَوَافِرَهَا. John and Fedai Hussein, horses crushing your body under their hooves. Wa asra'a farasuka sharida. Imagine Imam Zaman is weeping blood instead of a cry, narrating us the tragedy of Karbala. The Imam says, Wa asra'a farasuka sharida. And your horse is riding back towards the tents roaming. Ila khiyam Kakasida, running towards the tents. Muhammad Bakia. This horse is running back with nigh and cry. Now imagine the ladies looking at the horse without the horseman. Barazna min al khudur al al khudur al athmat. They will strike in themselves. Bab al awil داعيات حسين آرام جانم حسین روح و روانم همه حسین آرام جانم حسین روح و روانم.